mention that. Yeah, so we're discussing this issue regarding the chalipin, and it's the comparison to matana amanas lachzir. The question was raised, what if someone actually did kiddush with matana amanas lachzir? So from this Tosos, what would you say?
Yes.
At least midah raisa would be good. But the Rabbanon said, no, the law of a kiddushin, lefisha derecha o mahatzir chalipin. Vahani ke'en chalipin, dummy. People say, hey, if you do this, then they'll say a woman could be also make a kiddush with a chalipin. Hilkach afke'eni rabbanu l'kiddushin minei. The Rabban said, no, not good.
But
the Rambam's lashon. You have the Rambam there? Is that a Rambam right near your... Is that it? Take a look at the Rambam. I think we saw this Rambam when we started the sermon. Perek hei halacha chaf dalet.
But if you say
in Isurei Bia.
But if you say Kadas Moshe, then we rip say it couldn't be Tiraisa either. That's the Rabbi son that said it for a while. So we're saying that it might have, it started out, it could have been, but because the Rabbi said no, it rips it out because we said it's Kadas Moshe.
Yeah, it's Afghan Rabbi and Likadish.
It goes around the circle.
Perek hei halacha chaf dalet.
But then when she's still.
In Hilchas Ishus, I'm sorry. Hilchas Ishus. I'm sorry.
She might still need a cat. Listen.
Well, that's the question we're going to see right now.
You're not going to perform this, that's for sure.
No.
I am glad.
Good. Stop. Ram says, you tell the woman, you make kadeshes to me, almanas, with this dinar, almanas that you give it back to me, any kadeshes. Good.
So,
right, so if Ram says, either way, you're in trouble. Either way, it's no good. Why? She'im hechziraso. If she didn't give it back, im lo hechziraso. If she didn't give it back to him, then what? Lonis kaima tonight. And the condition wasn't satisfied, and the thing from the beginning wasn't hers. And let's say she did give it back to him. Vim hechziraso. Hooray, listen to his lashon. Lo nehenis. She didn't get any hana. Lo yigil yadaklom. She didn't get anything. That's the comparison to chalipin again. What does this sound like? This sounds like it's no good. This sounds like it's just no good.
Derisa.
Sounds like it.
But she did have the satisfaction of looking at it and holding it in her hand, even if only temporarily. Like when the person, when you give,
no,
when
say,
she gives birth, they give her the baby to hold, that, and he knows she's going to take the baby right away. But she has satisfaction just from holding that baby.
You said Baha knows it, we'd assume it's a
exactly. Exactly. If you said with the hana that you get from using this thing, that's different. But here you weren't trying to do the kasha with hana. You were trying to do the kasha with the shava kesef. And she...
So
the Rambam is learning is over here, that just like by chalipin, which goes back, right, for whatever reason chalipin doesn't work, here you never gave her anything. It's true, for kinyanim, it's called a matana. And for pidyon ben and for truma, I want to speak about it also, hopefully. It's called a matana. It's yours. But until far as hana, you need hana of kesef kiddushin. You need hana of kesef kiddushin.
Would you say that the man spoiled it for himself by not saying hana? Because if he wanted to really, it should really work. People are saying by hana.
So
she would have been married to him.
What about the makaj for milva? It's the same problem. Right? This is the same problem. Makaj for milva, you didn't give her anything. That's a different story, right? Same over here. You can't be mekadesh with the matana amas la'achzir, but you can be mekadesh with the matana, the use of the matana amas la'achzir, the hana that I give you of using this thing. Here's a ring, wear it for the next month, and the hana that you get from wearing it for the next month, you'll be mekadesh to me. Fine, no different than anything else, any other type of hana. But if I tell you you'd be mekadesh to me with this thing itself, well, where is the thing? That's the Rambam
ones. How
sure does that? We don't know mekadesh milva doesn't work.
Yeah, the Gemara says mekadesh milva doesn't work.
No, mekadesh milva, we're defining it differently now.
What do you mean?
Mekadesh milva in the fact that she already has the money.
Yeah.
And keeping them works. But saying mekadesh milva in the sense of, I mean, if matanas amanach sahasir using cash, that should work.
Why should it work?
Because it's not chalipin in the sense she's not returning that cash. She's giving you different cash. You're giving her something now. I think you solved all the problems. If you give her a loan,
yeah.
And cut her with a loan, not that you keep your loan, a loan.
Since I think we discussed this the other day, right? Since
she has risk of knowledge on a loan.
Since Milva lo hotzan itna, when I gave her the money, what are you saying? The money is 100% hers. But you want to say that the money is hers more than the object. Why? Because what I expect to get back when I give you the object, I expect that object back. When I get money, but what you're really saying is like this. It's not really matana amanas lahavzi. It's just, it's a loan.
Amanas lahavzi, you can also get the pirus from it. The thing is, even though you can get the pirus from the matana, I give you this matana lahavzi, you can pay it out and then, you know, you're going to get certain benefits from that, right? So you can get the pirus from that. So even if
what Rich is saying,
I'm trying to explain.
Yeah.
But even though you can get the pirus from it, we're still saying because you have to give the object back, it's no good. So in the case of money, all the money is pirus. All it is, there's nothing, the money is not other than just what it can get you. So therefore, it would seem like if it's amanas lahavzi, then just like in another case where I give you an object, and you the woman does get the benefit from the pirus, but we still say that that's not okay because of
the leaving. No, because you're getting the object back. And anyway, you're still getting the object back. It would cash, you're not
getting
the object
back. You're
not getting the object back in the cash.
Well, here the object is Paris. It's not like
right. So you're not getting it. You're not
right. What she's saying is that the money, by definition, is a different type of loan. When I loan you money, I gave you something. I can't say that there's an expectation of getting that object back itself, right? Really, what you're saying is there's no such thing as a matana manas lahavzi or with money. It's just called a loan, right?
Yeah.
I loan you money. So can I be mekadesh one with that type of loan? I'll be mekadesh me with the hanel that you get from using this money. From that's really what you're saying.
Not even hanel.
So what are you saying? Just matana masnach here? Be mekadesh.
I'm mekadesh you with this
money. It's yours.
With this money.
Which you have to give back to me in a month.
That would mean that you
have to
this money,
yeah.
No.
Not this money.
No, money's never like that. Yeah.
No, so I guess that might be the thing. I can't say with this money. You may have to say hana. I mean, there may not be a way to say.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. If we say hana, then it should
that's
be.
Like,
it should
all
be all good.
It's pure. That's what I meant, but
It's hana, right?
But it is interesting that Rashi seems to be convinced that when the Gemara says Mekadesh Milva, that's the case he's talking about.
Which case?
Where the loan is already in her possession and you tell her just keep the money.
I thought that because it was obvious that Milva.
Well, that's why when you raised that question a while ago, I said wait till we get to Matana Aslam Aslam
Aslam. But it's definitely not Khalifa. Definitely, you can't consider it loan like
halipin. No.
It definitely won't fall under the.
No, I don't think so. No, it's not halipin. It's not. Well, it's not halipin. It's not halipin like a regular object. It's like a chefta is.
Right.
Yes, correct.
Is a loan good or not?
So the Gemara says mekadesh b'milva is not good, but the case that the Gemara gives is the case.
When he already had lent her.
Yeah. I'm saying the case that the Richie's asking about seems to be more similar to this regular case of Matana Amanas Lahavzir, but with the distinction that since the thing itself doesn't go back,
right.
It's more, the money is 100% hers, it's just an obligation.
In the Rambam
it doesn't have that Chalipin problem to it.
In the Rambam
could be that
way work. When you re-extend the loan and you
right.
Pay it back and you return it, he says the Rambam still has a lashon hanah there. Even though
you have it over there?
Right here?
Should be right before that.
Which case?
The Milva case.
Even that one has a supposition that it's better for her to keep it those extra 30 days. But if she doesn't need it that extra 30 days, then it doesn't make any difference to her. So she's not getting any benefit, and she just has the responsibility of watching that cash. It's a chov. So she must want to, she must have a reason why she wants to have that money.
No, I'll tell you why. What's
the case of another then?
I'll tell you why. The Rambam's case by Matana Amanas Lahasya. Why doesn't it work? What's his lashon? The halach we just read.
Yeah.
It's not because of chalipin. The Rambam doesn't mention chalipin. It's a separate question why that is. But doesn't, what does he say?
Why ain't him a kedushin?
Yeah. Good. That we're not worried about that. She didn't get hana. She didn't get anything.
When she returned it, she didn't get anything.
Right.
Wait, was it?
If she didn't return it, if she didn't return it, she didn't fulfill the condition.
Yeah.
Right.
She got the use of the money.
See, that's why I think the Rambam's dafka doing the case of the halva. He's forced to say that you did it with the hana. You're right. If you did it, if you tried to make kashrut with hana, it would be good.
But you just said there's no hana. There's no loan.
Where?
You make her give her back that money.
No. You're asking me about money now.
Yeah, but I'm saying,
I'm trying to distinguish between the two cases. That's my point. You're saying, why does the Rambam give the case dafka by the milveh, where he says that you said, I'm giving you a long loan and I'm being, I know that you're getting. Why? Because in that case, you're being mekadesh her with the hana of the halva. What's the Rambam's problem with the regular matana amanas lahachzir? Because there's no hana. So I give her a loan that comes back, money up right in her hand back to me, it seems like that would be the equivalent of matana amanas lahachzir. If I just said the loan. Be mekadesh me with the loan that I'm giving you. You have to give it back to me. But if I tell you be mekadesh me with the hana that you're getting from the loan, right? That's okay.
It says there's no hana if she's returning it.
In which case? The object.
But you're saying mekadesh with the hana, but if Rambam says there is no hana there to mekadesh with, in amanas lahachzir.
No, if I say the hana that I gave you from using it.
What when Rambam says there's no hana, what hana is he saying is lying in amanas lahachzir? In anything.
I gave her a dinar, I say, amanas shetachzireu li ina mekadeshes. Right? Because if you don't give it to me, you're not mekayim tonight. If you are give it, if you do give it to me, lo nehenes v'lo higi el yada klum.
It's lo nehenes.
You tell me what that means.
She didn't.
Does that mean that she didn't have any benefit from it? It means that. What?
What else would it mean?
I didn't give her kesef hana. Isn't that what I say about mekadesh b'milva? Read the mekadesh b'milva halach again.
Kadesh v'anas v'hanas milva hari zom kudeshet. Kitzah, higon she'il v'ata ata matan zuz v'amar la hari av mekudeshet. Libana asman sh'arviach lef b'malzo.
Right. What about the halach right before that?
Haya lo tzma malve hamash hamashkon.
Right.
V'kitsha v'ata malach milva. V'gzila et hamashkon hari zom kudeshet.
Nenes. See, Grom keeps stressing the hana aspect of it.
So what's the nena that's lacking by amanas lahachzir?
Because when you're trying to be mekadesh with the thing itself, you're not giving her anything. If I say here, be mekadesh to me with this ring, but you have to give it back to me in a day. She didn't get one hana that she had from it. I didn't give her any hana from the object itself. If I said, be mekadesh to me with the hana you get from using the object, that hana I gave her. But I didn't give her, the thing I gave her didn't give her hana.
So a loan should work. A straight up loan should work. I'm going to kind of do with this loan. The money she's getting benefit from that money itself.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're not saying different things.
No, you're saying that's what he requires. You're saying it requires hana.
That's what the Rambam says. You'd be mekadesh.
No,
but
it shouldn't require hana. What do you mean? The problem with amanas lahachzir is that she cannot use. No, I'm sorry. She can't
What she's not getting anything.
She's not. The problem is she's not getting anything, or the problem is she can't. She's not getting benefit from that thing. She's not getting benefit of having it, of it being hers. Could be that she's not getting the loan at that. She's not getting the benefit of it being hers.
Okay. Look at the run. Let's take a quick look at the run. You're asking a good question. Yeah. Now you're saying, let's say the woman actually got hana. Let's say she got hana before she gave it back. She got some hana from it.
Well, he's one of the regular matana you're saying.
Well, what's the problem with matana amanas lahasir for the Rambam? He doesn't mention chalipin. He only mentions hana.
Okay.
Here, look at the
hana could be like real dividends, cash. Or is it some?
It could be less than that. It could be some. It just be benefit, some form of enjoyment.
But
some,
I mean, it's not necessarily psychological.
No, it doesn't have to be right. Yeah, it doesn't have exactly.
Yeah.
That's certainly hana.
So therefore, cash should work. That has to be a loan.
It's daf bezin and bezin daf erif. Okay. You want to take a look at that? No?
Yeah.
One second.
Yeshevis das. This is applicable of the
Yeshevis das. Give me one second, I'm sorry.
I'm attached with this money. The money is yours. I just gave you money.
Yeah,
you used to pay that different money, but I just gave you money. Because with this money, it's yours. You keep it. I'm not getting that money back. That cash I'm getting back.
Yeah, but she knows that she's going to have to give back all the money. If she buys something with it, she's going to have to hawk it afterward and pay you back.
I'm not being Mekhashir with her, no. I'm Mekhashir with money.
Just that's Kazakh.
Why is the Rabbi even bring up on that? Right? It should just be whether I give her or something.
Yeah, well, if she doesn't have, if it's really hers, that she doesn't have to.
So she doesn't get enough from $100. I'm not being Mekhashir with $100?
Why not even a nickel? What's not the question?
No, it's Shomer Kruta, but.
A nickel.
No, because then we say if I made it.
Can you take a look at the? It's six lines up from the bottom there. The daf bezon bezon daf be'arif. Aval midivrei haRambam zal. Perek hamishi milchas ishus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six lines up from the bottom.
Daf bezon bezon daf be'arif.
Yeah.
What that means?
What do you mean? You don't know what that means? Because you don't have your fancy gemara now, so now you're lost.
I'm lost. I'm
turn the page. What does it say on top?
Nothing. Oh, yeah. Cafes. I'm a bears.
What do you mean? Even if you see the four, you know, four is.
Yeah.
It's 2 times 10.
Yeah.
Right? But look, the regular Gemara doesn't start with Daf Aleph. Daf Aleph start with Daf Aleph. So you have 1, 2.
You have the bays
in
the bays. On top
also. Yeah. Oh, you have bays on the bays on there? This one.
Okay.
Yeah, Kedushin. Got sidetracked. I thought we were going to do the rush and sukkah, but okay. For those that are following along, we're in the run. 5 lines up from the bottom. Good. You want to read that, Rich? You want to read it?
Yeah.
Aval
midivrei Rambam zal perish hamishi mehilchos ishus nira shul mafarish the kol matana.
Mm-hmm. Kol matana ki hai gavna.
Kol matana ki hai gavna legabi isha ki chalipin.
A woman is not makna atzma. Lomar kanyan afsha. She's not makna herself. When you're talking about something that's chalipin oriented. If she doesn't return it, lo konsa klal.
Right? She didn't acquire it.
No, it's meaning that she didn't accept it. She didn't fulfill it tonight, and therefore it's not hers. She never got it. And if she does in fact return it, Hari ena nenisba. He's explaining. This is what he's saying. Pshat in the Rama. She returns it. What hana does she have in it? Now, what if you'll say while she used it, she got hana from it? What does he say about that?
Even if she did get hana from it, b'shavet pruta. Kodem Shelsey Russell, of course she returned it, she got the benefit. Even nevertheless, love the
Hakim. No, I think it's a feel nenis baba shall prove the kodem shetach sira ihu before she returned to him. Lobahi hana kama. That's not the Hana we're talking about.
Uh-huh.
That's not the Hana we're talking about.
Seems all an incidental too.
Exactly.
So we're talking about the Hana of acquiring an object. Right? That seems to be the intimacy.
He's saying this is not the Hana that you need. She didn't get the right kind of Hana. She got Hana because she had it for some period of time, but that's not the Hana that is necessary. We are trying to be Mekadesh with an object.
Right.
We're trying to be Mekadesh with Kesef or Shava Kesef. You have to get what's called Hana's Kesef. And this is not Hana's Kesef. Right? When you have money, so you have the Hana, knowing that you've been increased by a pruta. You have a certain Hana from it. There's a Hana in the mere reality that your estate has been augmented by a pruta.
Okay,
that's a certain Hana.
Cash loan?
Ball is slow. Right? So this sheet of the Rambam here is presented by the Ran, that works for Matana Amanas Lahachzer, and that works for Milva. You can't use those means of Kiddushin because the woman doesn't get Hana.
Wait, which Milva we're talking? The classic case.
The Mekadesh Milva,
okay.
Yeah. Not Hanos Milva.
Right.
Hanos Milva is good. So now you want to ask me, what would the Rambam say about the case where you do what? Take money, and I say, this is yours on the provision that you give back to me?
Yeah.
So now it's like a Milva.
Why would that be any different in this case?
Because what we're lacking is in her estate going up.
That's right.
But here,
that's
her estate
not
is going up.
That's not her mouse cassette.
But here, here she's getting less. I'm giving her money. I just gave her $100.
It's hers for now.
It is hers.
But she's kind of
it's hers, and it's not. It's
but
not
why
something
it,
she has to return.
But
to
why
me.
Isn't that so when it's why isn't that so when it's matana?
Because that she does have to return to me.
Matana with house there,
she has to return to you.
That object. I don't know. Anyway, I know what you're asking.
She's physical.
That
object
is not really hers.
It's hers, but you can't say it's not hers.
But Kiddush is not good.
This is in Evan Ezer, Simon Chavtes. Mekadeshes li b'dina zeh, amanash techzereli ina mekadeshes.
So it's a horn.
That's the case of the standard case of matana amanas lahachzir. It's not good. Right? Aval isha shenosno le'echad matana amanas lahachzir la. Lachad lamin yom, kedei lakad shabah, toch lamid, v'nasam la toch lamid l'kiddushin, havi mikadeshes. That was the tshuva from the Rosh yesterday. Remember that case? The woman gives me something. She gives me a matana amanas lahachzir. Then I take the matana amanas lahachzir. Oh, I didn't even mention this case. You like this case. The Rosh says, the woman gives me something as a matana amanas lahachzir.
Mm-hmm.
In 30 days I have to get back there. 30 days, for 30 days it's mine. Within 30 days I take it and I say to the same woman, here, you make a dashes to me with this.
Right.
That's good kiddushin.
Yeah.
Right? What did I give her? What do you mean? I gave her something that was mine. Oh, I have to give her back something? It's also it's given back. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Satisfied to kill two birds with one stone. I think Hal said that yesterday.
Yeah.
Right, Hal? Yes, Omer Dim Nasala Matana Amanas Lahakzir, the Omala Bahanazu Shatnan as Tochazman Hariat Mikudashas Li, Havi Kiddushin. You hear that? The Ramo says, Yes, Omer, that if you'd use the Matana Amanas Lahakzir, but you say there with the Hana that you get from the Matana Amanas Lahakzir, that's good.
Right.
All right? Listen to this Beishmuel. Bahanazu, the Hanazu ain't no Mahzirlo. The Hana doesn't go back. Now she gets. V'chein mash meharan, the run that we just read. Mashem medayik meharambam afil nenes b'matana zu shem apruta kodem she'achzira mikol makom ihu lo behahi cliffhanger lo behahi hana kamar lis kadesh bo mashma im omar behahi hana have a kiddushin. Kedas v'niruchem u'mashma nami mashakasav hivolomos v'chule mikol makom. I'm sorry, no. The next thing is something else. We'll hold off on that for a second. What's he saying here?
Hey, by a matana, yeah, you can if you specify that you're being kaddish with the hana that she's going to get from using this matana, then it's good.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now again, the Rambam requires hana. Okay, she got hana. It has to be that that's something that's not going back. It has to be something that she has. So hana is not going back.
Right.
That she keeps. Now you want to say, when I gave her money, since the money was hers, that she really never gives back to me.
Right.
That's what you want to tell you now. You have a loan. A loan of $100. Milvah lo tzah nitna.
Goes back, but she has the hana. You could say with a hana smell milva, couldn't you?
The halacha is either not brought down because it's obvious that
I'll tell you why I have a problem. Because what you asked me before is a problem. Let's take a regular case. Matana amnasaf, it's an object. I give it to the woman, and I say, here, this is, be mekudeshes to me with the hana that you get from this object. Okay? The Avnei Milum says that that's only going to work according to the shita that has a problem with hana. The Rambam shita. Because according to the Rambam, what's lacking in regular amnasaf hafzir is hana. Aye, what about the chalipin problem? The Rambam's not bothered by that, but Tosos, let's say, who's bothered by Chalipin?
Still be a problem.
Yeah, that's what he wants to say.
Even if you say another.
Yeah. The Avnimulul wants to say that even in a case where I tell the woman, you'll be Mekadeshes to me with the Hana that you get from this Matan, even though you have to get back to me, there's still a Chisaron over there.
Wait, it's a Machshir.
He says, it's still Dumi the Chalipin.
That's fine. It's still in Halvar, so, because we said cash isn't Dumi Chalipin.
No, but if you're telling me, right, are you saying hana or are you not saying hana?
No.
You're not saying hana. You just give the one the
this
loan?
This cash.
This cash. With this cash, I be wet. You have to give back to me in a month. With the loan. It's not really on my
time. You have to pay back this $100 loan in a month.
You're on the other case openly?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's why it's either obviously good or obviously bad. I'm thinking it's good. I mean, in the case of Mekadesh B'Milva,
it has the benefits. It has the benefits of Mekadesh B'Milva with Hanas Milva, and it doesn't have the problem of Chalipin. Now, according to Tosos, it's not a Chalipin problem. Really, not a Chalipin problem. Why?
It's really it's like a weird. It's like there's a. I don't know if how relevant it was. The case like a woman says, give money to like Plony.
Right. Yeah, that works also because that's hana. She gets some hana.
Even though she's not getting anything in terms of
right, she's getting hana.
But she's getting hana.
Yeah, the Rambam is definitely open to the fact that the woman can get some type of intangible hana and be mikudashas, right? Record lefanai, schok lefanai. We had those cases. Dance for me, tell jokes for me. Those types of things should be mikudashas. So what do you say? It's a good question. Why is that case not? It should just be openly, right?
I thought that was the original case. You guys alone.
No, but no one learns shot that way, right?
I mean, what? Why? Why? Why isn't shot just the straight? Because it's no question.
But Kaddish is the Isha Begezel. That's no good. We know for sure. Girls also Isha.
What else would it be called? Is it called the
Bikadon, Chayfetz, Hayulah Milva Etzla, Afilu Hu Bishtar, V'Amar La Harayet Mekudeshes Liba Milva Sheyesh Li Etzleich, Ainu Mekudeshes, Afilu Dai Hamos Biyada, V'Lo Shalcha Bem Yad, V'Adinim Haya Chayeves Lo Schiros, Schiros Pu'ula She'Asa La, Afilu Hagiyaz Man HaMilva, V'Aschiros Lagavos. Hilva lo ata zuz v'omer lo harei at mikudeshes li behanaz zman sharviach leich b'milva shetia b'yadech kach v'kach ve'eni tavei mimech ad zman ploni harei zim mikudeshes. See, even that case, that's the Rambam's case.
Right.
You're asking, why doesn't the Mechaber just have a case where, say here, I'm giving it. So I'll say, oh, that's a matana manas lahachzir. And you'll tell me, no, it's not a matana amanas lahachzir, because even if it is, it should be good, because it's not, it doesn't fail the chalipin test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what about the hana? You're getting hana because it's yours.
Mm-hmm.
Well, answer this question. If we answer this question, then maybe we'll know the answer to your question. Why, according to the Rambam, when I use a regular case of matana amanas lahachzir, would he say she doesn't get any hana, nothing came to her? As opposed to money.
Just the benefit of the acquisition.
So they're saying, why is it different? Right now, when she has this lawnmower or whatever she has in her possession now, it's hers.
Uh-huh.
Right? Let's not depose that it's hers. Just happens to be that the expectation is that in order for it to have been hers the whole time, at the end she's going to have to give it back to me. By money, that's not true. Because by money, it's milvel otzah on it. So I know she creates a separate chov for her to give me money back. I don't know, maybe it's a klos kasha. I don't know, but I'm just asking. Can you answer that question? Huh? Yeah. Can we distinguish those two cases? Anyone hear what I'm asking now? This is not really what I didn't see the shiur going quite this direction, but that's fine. The question on the table now is the following. If we want to know, what would the Rambam say about a case, a stama case, where the guy gives a halva, and he says, here, I'm lending this money to you for 30 days, and with the actual halva, you've been mekudeshes to me. Now, what does that mean? Does he mean, do you mean the hana? So the hana definitely works. Richie's asking, no, let's say it's not the halva. Let's say he says with the money. So I'll tell you, fine, that's a matana amas lahachzir. That's a matana amas lahachzir. Here, I gave you money. You have to give it back to me in 30 days. Okay. Milvel otzah nitna basically is another way of saying matana amas lahachzir shmei matana. I give you a lawnmower, it's yours for 30 days. 30 days come up, you have a chiv to give me back a lawnmower. During the 30 days, it was yours. I give you $100. $100 is yours. Not my money, it's your money. You have a chiv to pay me back $100. You have an obligation. So what's the difference? The difference is, in the one case you have to give me back my object, in the other case is you have an obligation to pay me back $100, and therefore what? And therefore I gave you more when I gave you $100? Is that what you want to say? I'm just playing devil's advocate. I'm asking. Why should it be better than a regular case of amanas lahachzir? That's all I'm asking now.
Because she's getting the benefit of having this money and doing that with which she wants.
And the case of the lawnmower, she does the same thing.
No, she can't do whatever she wants.
Yes, technically she has to. Otherwise, you can't say it's matana.
She can only mow the lawn with it.
No, she can do that. She can give it to someone else.
She can give the money to somebody else.
It's her. She can do what she wants with it. But she has, at the end of the time, she's going to have a separate obligation to give it back.
But the money is more liquid. She's able to do more with it.
I'm asking, what are you saying? Are you saying the same or they're different?
I'm just saying, not in the case of Masha, just with money. Amanas lahachzir is saying the same thing as a Mahla. As I said, I'm just loaning you this money. There's no difference between.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Also,
I'm asking, when you have a halva,
how can there be a difference? I mean, like, this is, it can't be. Amanas lahachzir is only, like, reasonable in a case where you can return the object. It can only,
you're saying it doesn't make sense to use the terminology amanas lahachzir, right? Money.
Because with money, we know
that's the nature of the amanas lahachzir.
Yeah, amanas lahachzir, but just by definition, is returning the object. So, like,
another reason why I'm inclined, I'm not sure if you get why, but why I'm trying to say that it is good is because by the case of when you say mekadesh b'mavet, why is it no good? Because the money's in her hands, and therefore she's
that's
not
right.
And therefore it's not getting anything. Mashe Enki, if the money wasn't in her hands, she you're giving her something. You are giving her something, and that's why the case has to be that it's no good. Why? Because it's in her hands already.
Good, so I'll ask you, why is that not an amanas lahachzir?
When you're giving it to her. Why is
right,
that?
Right,
because, so. Because that is, that matana is not an amanas lahachzir. You have to give her someone else. It's not even in the same.
You say there's no such thing as a
money. You're not returning that. That matana is not being chazard. It's not being returned.
So that's what you mean.
It's a separate.
Do you want to say money has a mila over a regular matana amanas lahachzir insofar as that even what I give back is not the same thing?
It's a halva.
Right.
It is a halva, I understand. But halva la otzah means that it's mine unequivocally, and I don't even have to give this back to you to make it a good loan. It was a loan all along. It was mine all along. I have a separate obligation to give you back $100. And therefore what?
Wait, it was if you don't return it.
It was mine all along.
If you don't return it, it is yours all along?
Yeah, retroactively, it's not going to undo what he did by the matana.
I thought it would.
But that's what you're saying.
I thought it would do. It would do. If you don't return the money, if you don't return the object.
Object, yes.
Oh, then okay, fine.
No, so now we're seeing that money has a milah over the object. If I give the one, I give the lulav, and I say the lulav is yours, I'm not slavsin. Then you don't give it back to me. You're gazan lamafei. It was never yours. You weren't yotze.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If I give you $100, mivul otzon, and it's yours the whole time. Now the time the debt comes due, and you don't pay me. It doesn't mean that the $100 wasn't yours the whole time. It means now you defaulted on the loan.
Why wouldn't be gezel? Wouldn't be gezel on my fray?
I guess gezel now.
Right.
I don't think it's gezel on my fray. That whole time it was yours.
But same would be for the matana.
No.
Why would the gezel part be different?
It's because I'm giving it to you now. Almanas lahavzir. Money doesn't work that way. Money, since I gave it to you, it's mavul altzon.
Oh, you're saying
because
the conditions.
I thought that's what you're saying.
No, correct.
Isn't this what you're saying?
Correct.
So that's what you want to say, that maybe if I would give the loan and I'd say, here's a loan, and with this loan, be mekudeshes to me, it should work.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why. It's a good question. I don't know. I'm inclined to agree with you. I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't openly have this case. Unless he doesn't, I just can't find it at the moment. Most of the cases are where it was etz law.
Right.
Even, you know, even the Rambam's case is not like that. Whew. But you see from the Ran, the way the Ran's learning the Rambam, when the Ran says not that type of hana, a few in the henis b'shav pruta kodem shetachzi reyu eina, I'm sorry, ihu lav b'hai hana kama. That's not the hana we're talking about. The hana has to come from the thing itself,
right? Not from using it.
That's right, and that's why when it comes to kesef, in other words, I can't say you got hana from kesef and therefore it was good kesef. No, from mikdash with kesef, the hana has to come from the kesef itself.
Right.
And where the kesef is some, or the object, right? The shavah kesef. And where the thing itself is never yours, you can't say, I gave you hana. If I say, with the hana, fine. I gave you hana of use. That's different. Because that would be, that we wouldn't say then, lav b'hai hana kamar la. That's not, that is b'hai hana kamar la. That is the hana that he chose to use.
I don't get that. If you give money
to give him money, yeah. It has to be money that she could be nene from. That's what the Rambam's saying.
The get, money has to be her not from, or she, that she can use.
Yeah, same thing. Well, not just that she could use it. If I say, again, let's go back to the object. The object is shava kesef. If I give her an object and I say, here, this, I'll be with the ring. Let's take the ring. I give her a ring and say, this is yours. I'm gonna ask that you give it back to me in a week or in a day. The Rambam says that's not good because I didn't give her any hana. Nothing came to her, and she didn't get any hana. You'll tell me, oh, let's say she had some hana of a shavuputa in the interim. That's not the hana that you bargained for.
Well, wait a minute. Let's say you give her a car, and she drives somewhere, so she got benefit from it.
Right.
She has to give it back.
Right. That wouldn't be good. If what I said, you'd be mekadeshes to me with this car that you have to give back to me in a day, that wouldn't be good.
Because you're not getting the car.
Because the benefit is not coming from the car itself.
Okay.
But if I said to her, with the benefit that you get from using the car, yeah, that would be good.
Right.
So that's why the Ran says, even if it will turn out that she got benefit from using the object, even if Shavuot is worth of hana from having it, that's not good for the Rambam. Why? Because where you transact for hana from the thing itself, what's his lashon again? Nothing came to her hand. Lo nehenes v'lo higil yada klum. Lo nehenes v'lo higil yada klum. She doesn't have anything. You got some benefit from it? Yeah, but that's not what you bargained for.
So in the case of a loan, assuming she didn't invest it,
She still had it?
Yeah. So there would be no benefit from it.
In which case? What
did I say? You gave her a loan to marry her, and she just held on to it and then had to give it back. So there's really no benefit.
No, because Richie wants to say that since money works in such a way that it becomes yours when I give it to you,
right.
It doesn't matter what you did with it. It's yours. It's your money.
Oh, you do a ring and it sounds good.
Milvul Altson, then it's your money. Do what you want with it. It's your money. It's not that you're holding on to my money.
No, but like if you give a ring, then that person has the value of that ring. The woman has the ring.
That's right.
She can, you know.
Do whatever she wants with it.
Yeah. But if you give a loan, and you know what, or even a car or whatever, what good is it if it has to go back.
Right, so that's what
that assuming was my, you're not saying you're based on the benefit, just on the object.
So that's what I said. I said, why is it any different than a regular case where I give you something you have to give back to me?
But I'm saying so if I'm a person
I'm going to try to distinguish between those two.
Uses the object or the money.
It wouldn't matter. If you're trying to be mechanic with the thing itself, it wouldn't matter if you actually got it. It wouldn't matter.
Because you're not saying in the beginning from the Hana.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But Richie wants to distinguish between a case where you were loaned money and where you were given an object that you had to give back. We are always given an object that I have to give back. I have nothing.
Right.
I don't have anything.
Right.
I didn't get any Hana from the object and I don't have any, nothing came to my hand.
Right.
But the money, I do. I basically have $100.
But I basically have $100.
No, I don't have to give it back.
You do?
No, I have an obligation to pay you $100.
Yeah.
Right. The problem? That's the difference. Now you have an obligation to pay $100. You don't have to pay that money back. You have a new obligation to pay this guy $100.
Right, that's what
a chov was created that you now have to pay against $100. Nothing to do with that, Matana.
I don't get
it. Separate chov.
Turns from an asset to a liability.
See, the only problem is with that,
your souls come.
No, the only problem with that is that when we explain the ritva explained Matana Amanahat, excuse me. Well, Amanas Lahatzer.
Two separate transactions.
Yeah.
Well, wait, you give a person a loan.
That's true.
And they have to give back the money, right?
Give it stam, I'll give it back stam.
Not that money, but give back the equivalent amount.
Sorry?
You give the woman the loan.
The loan, yeah.
And she has to give you back the equivalent.
You create within the money, the woman, an obligation to pay back the same amount of money.
So where's the... how is that different than an object?
Because the object, it's there's no net gain, we're saying. Right? There's
nothing. And with the money? The
money, there really is a net gain. You got $100, I gave you $100. Now you have an obligation to pay back $100. That's what Richie wanted to say, but now I'm thinking maybe it's not, maybe it's a problem, because really the way we explain the Ritva and the Rosh is, Matana Manas Lahavzir, I'm Makne to you, this thing, it's yours. What does that do? That creates within you an obligation to be Makne that thing back to me.
Right.
We said, well, how does that show that you have bialis? No, you have full bialis. Just means that your bialis is conditioned on returning something to me. It happens to be that it's this thing. I don't know, I see it's too similar, though. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it should be openly discussed, this question. Maybe it's,
right.
It's just, you know, I don't want to say klutzkasher, but I feel like...
But which way klutzkasher?
I don't know.
Definitely good or definitely not?
I don't know.
Is it really, only because of the case where, coming from Mava, they assume that the money was in her hands, they should believe that if the money was not in her hands, it's good.
You're saying it creates a separate obligation
with
the money?
Yeah, exactly. Separate obligation.
And so what does that have to do with being Makadisha?
No, I was Makadisha with the money. Right. With the loan. He wants to say I was Makadisha with the loan.
Yeah. But, so why wouldn't that be good?
Why is it Matana Amanas Lahavzir good?
I thought it is good.
It's not good for Kiddushin because it's similar to Chalipin.
Yeah.
Or because I'm not getting Hana according to the Rambam.
Yeah.
So fine, we'll agree there's not a Chalipin problem here. Okay. Right? Let's agree there's no Chalipin problem. But the Hana problem should still be applicable.
No, because what Hana are we talking about? We're talking about the Hana of acquiring, of having this object for good. The $100 you have for good.
Right.
Despite the fact that it's two separate transactions, the Rambam still says it's two separate transactions. Having said that, he still says that there's this problem of lonenet, which wouldn't exist by cash, because you have the cash and is yours forever. That cash is yours forever.
You're saying even though I have an obligation to return your object as a separate hakna, at the end of the day,
I'm
not nene. Right? Nothing came to my hand.
That's the Rambam's saying.
But you want to say by money, that's not true.
Right.
I hear what you're saying. I'd like to see some indication that that's the case. All right. Anyway, so that leaves us still with Pigeon HaBen. I still wanted to discuss the Pigeon HaBen case. Why is Pigeon HaBen good? So if you want, take a look. Maybe we'll go through it together tomorrow. The Kovetz Yurim, Rav Chanan discusses this. Why is the Pigeon HaBen, where I give the money to the Kohen for the redemption of the Bechor, why is that good? I gave him money, but the money comes back to me. So where's the redemption? That's one issue. And the other issue is the onsen. I'd like to take up that issue also. Where I give you a matana amanas lahavzir, and it gets destroyed while it's in your possession, that the rush towards the end there, as a machlokas there, right? I don't know if you guys got a chance to see that, but the rush has a machlokas. You're showing him, I give you an object, matana amanas lahavzir, it's yours, 100% while it's yours. Before you have a chance to return it, it gets destroyed in your possession. Are you chayev to me for onsen or not? All right? Think about that. It's a machlokas. All right, we'll stop here. Okay, for all those guys listening in, Shkayev.
Yeah.
Is somebody there?
Yoni, I think it was Yoni. Okay, fellas, hope to see you tomorrow.
Rebbe, fish from a non-kosher fish store.
A kosher fish?
You're buying a kosher